Recessions, frustration for the truth we know to be. Did you really think you'd fool me? Storm the hatch and crown your king. Through stormy weather, let's come together. It's peace that we shall seek. Storm, you can make the stars shine with me and call your wall. Blow my mind, show me there's another kind. You had me believing that all white men would shake my hand and make a stand. The man made me make the man take their time to live again. Oh, dawn, make a show my dawn to rise with me and show my home. The cloud maker, bring me cloud, spell our problems true and loud.
He said we can do better than that.
But then they clap, but they soon forget. Said we can do better than that, but then they clap, but they soon forget. Heavy hurt, challenging words. So peace, make me peace, and I will be the man you seek. Peace, make me peace, and I will be the man you seek. Peace, make me peace. I will be the man you seek. Peacemaker, make me peace, and I will be the man you seek. Sleeping, and I'm thinking they could be so honest to swap my blisters for their promise. Thank you so much. The first time my family ever came to New York City was in 1975, and I remember we were staying somewhere in New Jersey at this. We got this brochure in the mail, this great campsite in New Jersey. We had a trailer at the time. My dad was driving this trailer full of us five kids, and this brochure had this really beautiful looking swimming pool and this grass kind of bocce ball kind of place you play and all this stuff. So we came over, we got to the place, and I think it was still under construction, because there was a big hole in the ground with a bunch of iron in it, and it wasn't a swimming pool, it was sitting right at the edge of this cesspool kind of thing. I'm serious. When the wind blew, it was really nasty, just terrible. So we caught the Gray Line or whatever it is that takes us into New York, and because we were on a pilgrimage to see the $10,000 pyramid. That's why we came all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so we could see the $10,000 pyramid with Vanessa Redgrave and Leonard Nimoy. You know, there are priorities in our life. You know, we saved all year for this. So anyway, I don't know. I was. After we left that the taping of that show with Dick Clark, the ageless Dick Clark, we were walking down 8th Avenue, and I was a Sherlock Holmes fan at the time, and you know, I read all these books. I loved those black and white movies, and I remember walking down 8th Avenue and saying, "Hey, Dad, look, there's a Sherlock Holmes movie over there playing." He said, "Read it again, Kevin. Read it again." Oh yeah, sure, Lick Holmes. Yeah, I guess that's not the same thing. My mind was going crazy. Anyway, so we went back to the bus station. We went back to New Jersey, and my guinea pig, who I brought with me, Smokey, my favorite guinea pig, had died from the stench from the cesspool next to the thing. And that's just one of the many stories that people have about their first trip to New York. This next song is a song that was actually inspired by the Indigo Girls about their first trip to New York. It's called McDougal Blues. I come down from Omaha to New York City to sing my songs, to be a real folk singer, humdinger. I tried to change the world with songs of love and hate and desperation. I can't wait to get myself known there. Find my home. Find myself a home to roam. Find myself a street to find. Find myself a friend to love. And a place to sing my song. I tried to play everywhere. From the street to the park, till I got run off the drive like a man on a bench. And out of town, they're singing songs in Washington Square, in the dark in the park. When the policeman come and he said, "Son, you gotta move along." But I've got no home, nowhere to roam. I don't even have a place to sing my song. Get a gig and he tells me to come back on Monday and audition like everybody else. So I played the four people walking out the door at 9 o'clock who were looking for the Hard Rock Cafe. I said, it's uptown. I thought I'd see a million Dylans and a Joni Mitchell or two, maybe even a Carole King. To tell my friends just exactly how it went. I said, man, I sang for the best of them. I changed their lives again for the song. I told them that I met Bob Dylan, yeah. I was singing around Joni Mitchell, yeah. Yeah, Gordon Gano, yeah, we did lunch, yeah. Next time I go to San Francisco, I'll try to be a poet or something. I'd like to bring Warren Haynes up right now. Yeah, this next song is about a man lives in a shack way back in the woods off the Chattahoochee River, which is a river that runs down from Helen, Georgia, down all the way to, I guess, down to the Gulf, to Helen back. To Helen back, that's right. The song is called The Chattahoochee Coochie Man. Yeah. the son of a jealous Coochie, Coochie Man. He's a Coochie, Coochie Man. Coochie, Coochie Man.
Coochie, Coochie Man, won't you save me, lover?
Won't you come around my door? My grandma swam here many years ago.
At the bottom of the river, under a rock,
she found the keys to a shack in the woods that long, long been since forgot about my name. Coochie, Coochie Man. Chattahoochee Coochie Man.
Chattahoochee Coochie Man, won't you save me? Chattahoochee Coochie Man one day, walking through the woods. I knocked on his big old tin shack. I knocked three times and he never came back. Finally he opened the door and he stared down at me with his cold blue discerning eyes, and he looked at me square in the eye and he said, "Son, have you got a problem? You got a friend. Need to find somebody now. They don't want to call you about the show. If you can walk with me without ever letting me know,
I'm your one, I'm your son, I'm your love, I'm your ever loving rock the whole soul. Is there my name is Chattahoochee Coochie Man. Chattahoochee Coochie Man.
Coochie Man, won't you save me? Child, little bone. Child, little bone.
I'd like to bring Edward McCain up here right now. Edward McCain.
Roy Haynes. I don't have a story quite as colorful as, you know, Kevin's is about the first time I came to New York. But I will tell you, I worked at a summer camp in Maine, and on my way back down to South Carolina, we stopped off, and I think I was 16 years old, and I got introduced to three-card Monty. I had my summer savings in my back pocket, you know. $60. It's a lot of money. And I started watching the game, you know, and I started going, I could double my entire summer savings. Because these New Yorkers haven't figured this thing out. But a country boy can survive. So by that time, you know, I'm mesmerized, tunnel vision, the whole thing. And the guy is screaming at me at the top of his lungs, "You can't lose!" And I was going, "I can't lose. I can't lose. That one, wrong card." And I had to drive the whole rest of the way back home with my friend, who every like 30 minutes would go, "Pfft." Anyway, this is a song that's going to be on our new record. This is a song called "Tip of My Tongue."
Say chasing dreams is normal, catching them is so tragic. When you're right on the heels of your heart's desires, the distance is magic. Everyone wants to be somebody else. We run from love to a stranger's embrace, only to find the thrill of the chase. What I say, yeah. When it's on tip of my tongue, would you taste so sweet? It's on the tip of my tongue. Suck the poison, bite the wound, chase the lines, they come too soon, and the thirsty find the mirage. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, we're lost in a race with no sense of self. Everyone wants to be some. We run from love to a stranger's embrace, only to find the thrill of the chase. What I say, yeah. When it's on the tip of my tongue, would you taste so sweet when you're out of reach? When it's on the tip of my tongue. Yeah, it's on the tube of my.
Thanks. Thanks. This next song is this one's gonna be on the record, and I'll just play it for you. It's a song called "The Rhythm of Life."
Smiling, we're all swept away. The rhythm of life is not so demanding as some called in arrows would say. Fragile as ships as we pass through Gibraltar, the sirens have long given way. Dark as the murky graveyard of sailors, whispering secrets told in the crashing waves. The stumbling feet.
Oh, I hate when I do that. We were just talking about that backstage. Don't you hate when you start a song and then get to the second verse and like start the wrong verse, which is exactly what I just did, you know? Thanks, Warren. Appreciate it.
All right. The beating of hearts set walls to trembling. The power of silence persuades. The stumbling feet stagger predestined. We all end up wild-eyed and crazed. And from that madness most jaded, a vision, reflections of horror and fate. Running and falling, relinquish your venom. The antidote surely will cause your affliction to fade. How little we know of what we are blessed with, our shimmering island it turns. How little we look at what we see clearly, of tragedy's lessons not learned. Sleeping through glasses, we'll make it up later. There's still so much time left to go. Misguided roses we bloom in October, emerging triumphant in time for the season's first snow. The rhythm of life, little we know of the rhythm of life. Little we know of the rhythm of life. Little we know of the rhythm of life. Hey, hey, hey.
Thanks.
Weapons on the floor. I cry my eyes out in my private little world. Well, it seems I've been a soldier
Heaven knows I've been no saint. With my camouflage and armor, a cold heart and grease paint. But to you this has no meaning, and the armistice laid down. The arm is all quiet, and the guns don't make a sound. Cause you melted the steel walls, and tore down the barbed wire, and filled in the trenches, demanded a ceasefire. And now you're leaving, there's nothing I can do. I want you to know, no, you're gonna take me with you. Sirens whine and they sing your song of rescue from my tattered, worn-out shell. You drag me to your safety from this my frontline hell. Cause you melted the steel walls, tore down the barbed wire, and filled in the trenches, demanded a ceasefire. And now you're leaving, there's nothing I can do. I want you to know, no, you're gonna take me with you. The blood that was spilled and the heartache before, oh, 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 left roadmaps of scars.
This next song was inspired by Mr. Charles Darwin. Not that I, you know, every time I think back to it, all I can remember is AP biology class, you know. And I get math anxiety.
And he's laughing in his grave. He's laughing at the prophecy he gave. Can we spread our wings like angels? Can we break out of the grind
Are we destined to be Darwin's children? And this time, and the ribbons of our cigarettes vanish in the air, in the glow of our great teaching. And we sit and blankly stare, and the sky could open up, and what would we have to say? But something cute about burning out are better than fading away. Well, now John is spinning, laughing, and he's laughing in his grave. He's laughing at the prophecy he gave. Can we spread our wings like angels? Can we break out of the grind? Are we destined to be Darwin's children this time? As sure as the sunset burns, collective resignation, evolutionary fate, when will we ever spinning, laughing, and he's laughing in his grave. He's laughing at the prophecy he gave. Can we spread our wings like angels? Can we break out of the grind? We're destined to be Darwin's children this time.
I'm going to bring Mr. Haynes up here, if I may. The off-Broadway production of Friends. This is a song about Charleston, South Carolina. I spent many years there. I failed out of two different colleges there. I probably still owe about $1,000 in parking tickets there. Anyway, this is a song called The Holy City.
The ghostly daughters wait for their boys to come home. Moonlight in the holy city, so thick it warms the air. I burn my heart on a sweet southern flame, like a hug from your mama saying it'll be okay. In the holy city, see the flower of a thousand rains. Spread our way from the holy city. Heard the spirits in the steeple singing, you'll be back again. Thank you.
my own ashes, just lay me down there. When I die, spill my blood in the holy city, sing the flower of a thousand rains. I ran away from the holy city, heard the spirits in the steeple singing, you be summer sky. I fell in love. I lost my heart. Laughed until I cried in the holy city. In the holy city. In the holy city. In the steeple, singing, you'll be back. Yes, you will.
Enjoyed the convenience of my solitude. to tell. And his mama kept him locked up in a rehab, although the doctor said he was well. Said, yeah, I've been through the anger and the hatred towards my mom. I put all that behind me. Just tell me, what was it like to go to your prom? My clouded, broken mind. Excuse me if I seem a little rude. All my life was missing my childhood, my brother and my prime. You enjoy the convenience of my solitude. We'll be right back.
Mr. Kevin Kinney, Mr. Warren Haynes, thanks y'all so much.
Edward McCain.
We're going to take a 10-minute break.
Yeah, we're going to take a 10-minute break for those of you smokers who are feeling oppressed these days. And you guys can go outside and smoke whatever it is you like.
It's smoking time.
Because I've noticed that in New York, it really doesn't matter. So go outside and enjoy whatever it is you prefer to light up, and we'll see y'all in about 10 minutes. Thanks a lot.
We'll be back with Warren Haynes.
Thanks a lot.
Old friend to me. friend to me. So tell me now, oh friend. Thanks a lot. How you doing?
Soldiers go, and we'll offers a candle. I'll even be the cushion for things that go crazy in the name. I'll be the rain if you want me to be, and help you to grow with no guarantee. Even be the clown, sad but true, but don't use me up. Yeah, don't use me up. I'll be the rain if you want me to be, help you to grow with no guarantee. Even be the clown, sad but true, but don't use me up. I'll be the one who used to worship you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
I dreamed that I was riding in the South Dakota field. The sweet grass whispered to me as I rode. Oh, the sun, it was at midday, and it shone hot across my face, and our land lay still in grace. It's a crystal silent place before you came. Two of my closest brothers, they were riding by my side. Golden eagle flying circles in the sky, and we smiled as our eyes met, for our joy we could not hide. Yes, we loved to hunt and ride. It was good to be alive before you came. Together, sister, look on high, and you will see storms are brewing in the sky. Oh, do you wonder why? And when the sun was dying, we had reached the sacred hills. The sky caught on fire, and where the land was still, it was here, all wrapped in blankets. In our younger days, that we fasted and we listened. Oh, the night would bring us visions before you came. Sound.
see. We walk our father's land together. Sister, look on high and you will see stones are patterned on this ground. Oh, and can you hear the sound? And I dreamed that I was riding on a South Dakota field. And the sweet grass whispered to me as I rode. Well, the sun, it was at midday. It shone hot across my face, and our land lay still in grace. It's a crystal silent place before you came.
Thank you. run. I just can't get away. Trying to do my best, but the devil gets in my way. Spend most of my lifetime downtown, sleeping behind the wheel, till it all came down to kill or be killed. Oh, when I think about the old days, oh, sends chills up and down my spine. Well, life be what it seems, on the boulevard of broken dreams. Yes, I opened my eyes in the nick of times, cause the show felt like the end of the lane. Just like the end of the lane. Just like the end of the lane.
Thank you.
Hey, Greg. Silence. Oh yeah.
rest, no sleep for the wicked. 7 nights I lie awake while my mind drifted across valleys and streams. Yeah, shadows everywhere, but you know I search for some kind of sign in the pale silver light. Oh, I come running. Yeah, I come running. In the screaming signs I try to lose myself. There is no hiding place, no hiding place. In the screaming signs, oh yeah, I try to lose myself. There is no
thank you. You know, those other guys are so good at telling stories, and I'm thinking, no, I just can't do that. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of seven seals. Now Christ had 12 apostles, and 3 he led away. He said, watch for me 1 hour while I go yonder and pray. So tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator took the book of the seven seals. Now God walked down in the cool of the day and called Adam by his name. But he refused to answer because he was naked and ashamed. So tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator, tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator, who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Mary and Margaret, and they were there, and they heard every word I said. I said, go tell my apostles. I said, meet me in Galilee. And tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of seven seals. Who's that writing? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of, the book of, the book of the seven seals.
Thank you.
How about making welcome Edwin McCain and Kevin Kinney right here?
Warren Haynes.
We love this impromptu shit. You
Thanks
know?
For coming out tonight, everybody. This is Warren's hometown. We've done this in Charleston. We've done it in Asheville, and we're doing it in Warren's other hometown.
This is three
New York. So maybe we do one more in Atlanta, maybe.
And the amount of preparation that goes into it is We get here about 4 o'clock and go, okay, what are we going to do?
So much for preparation. Let's get a beer.
Crowd and swears he's not to blame.
shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be released. Let me say.
Thanks. Good night, everybody. Thanks so much.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you, Warren.
Thank you very much.
God bless everybody. See y'all later.
Well, you've kind of caught us in a funny situation because we hadn't planned for the eventuality of the encore. We're all back there going, now what are we going to do?
We're going to do a country song.
This song here is a Kevin Kenny song, and some of you know it and some of you don't, but those of you that don't, you missed out. You know what I'm saying?
Like a
want me so. But as I walk down the road, 50 bucks in a suitcase steered me clear. She took my hand as we walked into the sun. A new day's promise had begun. We'll make it a lover, whether you like it or not. I turned around and shouted, see you, mom. Cause I'm going straight to hell, just like my mama said. Cause I'm going straight to hell. I'm going straight to hell, just like my mama said. Cause I'm going straight to hell. Won't you come and sing along and get it on? I'm going straight to hell, just like my mama said. Cause I'm going straight. Well, I'm going straight. I'm going straight.
Thanks so much. Y'all have a moon pie and a Coca-Cola on us. See y'all later.